Good morning. I'm Neil David. Please turn with me to Ephesians 5. It says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. And life is worth living if we walk in the way of love. And Jesus showed us this path on his way to his sacrifice. I got a question. Is there any doubt in anybody's mind that Jim and Helen Lenihan loved this church? No doubt. That's what drives him. That's what had him and Neil and I change dates. He's constantly working behind the scenes in love. There's a group of ladies here, and I can't get their precise name because I think there's several. Women of the Vine, I think, is one of them. Steve Sapp has another name. Does anybody know what that name is? The Golden Girl, something. But anyway, what drives these ladies is love. The reason they're sitting together right now is they love each other. And my wife and I, we have assigned seats over here. And we look at them and we say, they love each other. And then we come fellowship with them and we say, wow, there's incredible love here. And forgiveness and just a lot of good. But love is what holds that group together. I don't think it's SEC football, as important as that is. We had a wave of baptisms this summer, including Seth and Lola and Colin. And I know without a doubt that what got them to the water had a lot to do with love. The love of their family, the love of this church, the love of the swamp, the love that they see. No doubt at all in my mind about that. Speaking of the swamp, I believe the reason for its incredible impact on so many is the fact that Sonny and Carolyn have been driven primarily by love in that real estate adventure. Did it make them rich? Made them poorer, probably. Love drove it. And that's probably the most important piece of real estate that I know of in the entire universe. So I'm a big fan. One of my favorite movie scenes of all time is Jesus' interaction with his mother in The Passion of Christ. And that scene's not in the Bible. It was made up. But it's a playful interaction where he invents a table and chairs. And his mom. He's playing with his mom. But what I really see there is love. I see incredible love and respect for his mother. So, life is worth living if we walk in the way of love. Jesus showed us the ultimate way by going to the cross. He showed us the way of love, the path from the time he was a child until the time he was crucified and resurrected was just dripping with love over and over. So, love is what drives us. And, the communion, a lot of times I wrestle with it and, man, it's a horrible, horrible story, but it's really not. It's a story of love and redemption. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, the most holy creator, thank you for being a God of love. Thank you for showing us how to live through the life and death and resurrection of Christ. And we pray this in his name. Amen.